Hi, is this All-Star Tree Care?
Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah, this is John. I'm with LocalFlash. I was hoping to talk to the person that handles the online listings for All-Star Tree Care. Would that be you, by any chance?
Yes. This is for advertising. And you said you're with who?
I am with LocalFlash.
Locals who?
A local, and then splash, like splash of water.
Splash. Oh, okay.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it, but I think I'm good right now in advertising. What is y'all's, does people contact you, then you send them to me, or like, how does y'all's thing work?
That's actually more of like a paper lead kind of thing, sir. That's more like, in the lines of like, Home Advisor or Angie's List. So they act like a middleman, right? That gets a little expensive, a little too fast. What we do is the other way around, actually. So the way Angie's, or how these guys are doing things is, let's say, for example, you do tree care, right? So,
yes.
I'm a new customer, right? I just moved to Toms Brook. I don't know anybody in the area that does tree care. So what I do is I go to Google, right? I search for like tree care near me. So what Angie's List and Home Advisor is doing is every single time a new customer does that, they make sure that their company comes up, right? Those potential customers then go to their website, they give their phone numbers, and those are the leads that they sell you, right? They give you phone numbers of the customers. But the thing about that is, you're not the only person that they give that phone number to, right? I'm pretty sure you're aware of that. They give it to like other tree care companies too, right? So whoever gets the job, whoever calls it faster gets the job, right? But even if you don't get the job, you still end up paying for it. So that's kind of what I said about it being a little too expensive, a little too fast. What we're doing is the other way around. So instead of us, let's say for example, a new customer goes to Google. Let's say they search for tree care. You do stump grinding too, right? You do stump grinding, stuff like that, right? So let's say they search, let's say tree care near me, right? Why don't we make sure that instead of our company showing up, we make sure that All-Star Tree Care Company comes up, right? With your phone number in it. So it's a lot easier for not only customers to find you, it would be a lot easier for customers to call you too. Right?
Okay.
Now, I'm pretty sure you've used Google before, right? You know, I mean, everybody uses Google, right? If you remember, like, if you search for, like, a pizza place in the area, and then there's going to be, like, a map section where you would see those dots, and then there's going to be a list of companies that comes up. So that's what we call the local map section. And that is the services that we provide is we provide a service that puts companies there. In your case, All-Star Tree Care, because we know for a fact that 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses, right? Now, the very reason I'm calling you today specifically, sir, I didn't catch your name, by the way. Who am I speaking with?
Nathan.
Nathan. So the reason I called you specifically today, Nathan, is we just have a position open up in the company under the tree care industry. So what we're doing here is we're calling all of the tree care companies in the Toms Brook area, because we're trying to find one single company that we could work with. Now, once we have a company that works with us, in your case, let's say, for example, you try to work with us, right? Once we start working for you, you'll be the only company that we will be working with, so we would pretty much close out the entire area. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to make sure that this is going to be a perfect fit between our companies before we get into a little more details, Nathan. How long have you been doing tree care, by the way? How long have you been in the business?
I've been in business for 8 years.
8 years. That's wonderful. Almost a decade, right? And are you, like, the sole owner of the business, or do you have, like, a partner or something?
No, I own it myself.
Gotcha. Now let's talk a little bit more about advertising. Do you currently have a website that your customers can go to if they want to look at like pictures of jobs that you've done before, or nothing like that just yet?
Yes.
You do have a website?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. What's the website address, if you don't mind me asking? I would love to check it out.
I think it's just on www.allstartreecare.com.
AllStarTreeCare.com.
AllStarTreeCare.com. Perfect. Let me look it up. Did you pay someone to do this? Or,
yeah,
like,
I
do you have
did.
A...
I mean, I'm not very... I mean, it's not bad, but I'm actually in the process of doing my own right now. And like, I've just am not been happy with what other people have done. And so I know what I wanted to do. And so, I mean, I've about figured that out. Like I said, I mean, it's the keywords is the main thing.
Yeah, that is what we specialize at, you know? It's good, Barbara, that you're learning. I'm looking at the website, by the way, with the like white background, like with the reds in it, right? Our services, street care, landscaping. Is this the right website that I'm looking at?
Does it got reviews?
Reviews. Let me look it up. Reviews. Well, there's currently 3 tabs in it. I have like home, about, and services, but there's just that. But I'm looking at like a white background, right? And then there's going to be like a little hint of red, like with the services.
Yeah,
and then,
This is the one that was bought, and I don't like that one.
Oh, so you paid somebody to do it, but it didn't turn out. Gotcha. I mean, it's just...
There's not enough pages. Like the guy was, like I've been talking to a couple other people, and they said, like, the services, you want to do tree removal, and then you want to have a page for tree removal and explain why you want to remove your trees for blah, 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 and, like, you know.
That's right.
And kind of put a description,
and you're going to
have the key word, you know.
And you
got to
have photos in there, too, right? You got to have photos in there,
exactly.
Too.
I've got one building right now, and it's turning out really, really good. And
that is perfect.
I'm in the process, and now I've got a couple little things I want to finish up, and I want to change some of when I put it on it and I find the picture, it automatically puts like a little phrase, like a little
good.
And staying with it, and so I'm erasing that and putting my own. I just need to go and do a couple of things and for the keywords and stuff. But I'm
absolutely
almost done with it. And like
that's
it,
exactly.
It's like I can use the pictures I like. I can do it the way I don't know. I think it looks pretty professional.
You know, Nathan, that's great. By the way, that's great that you're seeing the value, because everybody is online right now, right? So if you're not online, you're really missing out on a lot of things. How far are you going to travel, by the way? Is there a limit to how far you'd be willing to travel for a certain client?
Yeah, there is a limit. I mean, technically, I usually don't probably go over 30 or 40 miles from my house. But I can travel up to 50 or 60 or so. You know what I mean?
Depending on how big the job is, right?
Yes, sir.
And what about target market here? Like, would you want to focus on, like, residential ones or... You want to focus on commercial ones?
Either one, honestly. Both. I do both. I do more residential, but, you know, I do some commercial, too, mostly residential. Now,
I mean, obviously.
My question was for, I guess, that would be, because, like with the advertising, I don't get as much as the commercial. Like, is there a way to make your website where, like, commercial?
The thing about what we're doing here, Nathan, is it's a little we call targeted marketing. So if you really want to lean towards those commercial jobs because it's what's making you the most money, then we could definitely target those kind of markets. So there's always going to be flexibility over, like, what you want to target, right? Now, with all that being said, by the way, I feel like, you know, this is going to be a perfect fit between our companies. You could still take in more jobs, right? I don't think, you know, that'd be a problem, correct?
No, sir, not at all.
Absolutely. You know, again, basing on what you're telling me, everything's, like, just straight up fits. Given, by the way, that this is going to be an exclusive listing that I'll be filling in for you today, you definitely see the value of putting your business on the front page of Google, Nathan, correct?
Yes, sir.
That is wonderful. Here's what I'm going to do. You're definitely a perfect candidate for this. Let me pull up a couple of details on the listing as well as the pricing. And, you know, any questions you might have, just give me like 1 minute, okay? Real quick.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you. Now, I have my pricing director, Paul, on the line with us right now, Nathan. He's going to be jumping on the call to answer any questions you may have. 1 moment, okay?
Yeah.
Hello, Nathan?
Yes,